The Vermont Agency of Transportation had its snowplow crews out early Thursday morning as the snowflakes began to fall and have kept most major roads in the state passable. Vermont Agency of Transportation Director of Operations Scott Rogers says the storm is what they would expect for a significant snowfall event.
It started snowing in the wee hours and we had folks out plowing and salting as needed as early as midnight in some parts of the state. And they've been working hard trying to stay ahead of the morning commute traffic. Certainly, when the snow's coming down hard, we see a little bit of accumulation on the roads. Even after the plow's gone by, it starts to build up again quickly. And with the high winds that we're getting that are accompanying the storm, we're getting a lot of drifting. So our folks are going round and round on their plow routes and keeping it open. And so far, it's been pretty good. We've had a few small areas where we've had reports of cars off, but it's really not been bad. The driving's been good as long as people slow down and drive according to conditions.
Drifting snow is not creating problems in New York State, where Department of Transportation spokesperson Jennifer Post reports there are some cars off the roads, but no serious problems.
Obviously, snow is blanketing the region, and we have nearly 200 snowplow drivers out there, and they're doing the best they can to keep the roads clear so that travel is safe. We encourage people to call 511 on the phone or visit our 511ny.org for the most up-to-date information about weather conditions. Obviously, there are cars off the road here and there, but there haven't been any significant incidents of note.
New York State Thruway Authority Acting Albany Division Director Michael Loftus says all their operators are plowing and salting roads.
It's a funny storm in that it seems to be shifting around a lot, where we're getting pockets of really heavy snow, and then they'll shift to a different area. So the whole division is getting impacted by this event. Sometimes it's rain and sleet, and sometimes it's just heavy snow. But wind doesn't appear to be a problem yet. We are having a number of accidents, but not an unusual number, and most of them are just winch outs and not serious accidents.
Essex County, New York is in the middle of the Adirondack Mountains, and they often get substantial snowfall when a nor'easter blows through. At mid-morning, County Director of Emergency Services Don Jayquist measured about 7 to 8 inches of fallen snow, and he expects significant addition to that depth as the storm continues through the day.
It's predicted to snow up through midday into the evening, so, you know, we're expecting significant snowfall, but right now we've had just a few minor accidents, and the roads are quite passable, actually. The road crews are doing an outstanding job. I really don't have any big concerns other than transportation, as long as the roadways are clear so emergency responders can get to where they need to go. And if people would restrict their travel, would be a really good idea. And if all of that is done, then we shouldn't have any problems.
A snow emergency has been declared in Albany, restricting parking through Friday evening. A parking ban is also in effect in Plattsburgh and in Burlington, Vermont. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.